The Choice, Chapter 6. The Choice is Black or White. It was the end of January. Giselle had enthusiastically shared about her love and commitment to God at 3 performances, including the one in Mexico. But no one had asked her about how they could know God. Every other team member had been asked that question, except her. "What am I doing wrong?" she asked Mr. Craig.
"Absolutely nothing, Giselle. Oftentimes we must stick with something for a while before the reward comes, like planting seeds. Spinach is full grown in a month. Apple seeds take years. Keep planting seeds of God's truth in others. The fruit will come."
Spring soccer practice had begun. Giselle listened with a heavy heart to the excited conversations of the soccer team and longed to be a part of it.
"I know you're busy with drama this spring," said Coach Dan, "but we're having a preseason game next weekend, and you're welcome to play if you're free."
Giselle immediately found Mr. Craig and begged him for the chance to play. It would be the only performance she would miss. "And it's not going to be a big crowd anyway," Giselle said. "It's just the people from Pueblo."
"It's not the size of the performance that matters, Giselle. God doesn't love performances. He loves people," said Mr. Craig. "But I suppose we can get along without you. Go play."
On Saturday morning, Giselle was dressed and ready for the game when the phone rang. She looked. It was Mr. Craig. She let it ring, then waited. The recording said,
"Hey, Giselle. Hope your bus hasn't left yet. Lucy broke her ankle this morning. We can't perform with 2 people out. Call me."
"No way," she huffed. "I'm not missing this game." She conjured up excuses to tell Mr. Craig, "I'm sick. I have a bad toothache. I'm on the bus. Yeah, I'm on the bus. I really am almost on the bus." She grabbed her soccer jacket and looked in the mirror as she put it on. It was black.
"You're a liar, Giselle," said an inner voice. "Just like in the play, except this time, it's for real."
Now, she really did feel sick. The scene where Ben trades his white jacket for her black one repeated itself over and over in her mind. Then she saw in her mind herself on the soccer field. After that, she imagined Mr. Craig rejoicing at her discovery of why she loved God. Then she saw a crowd roaring because she had just scored a goal.
"Stop it!" Giselle yelled at her reflection.
"Why did I pick drama team?" she calmly asked herself. Her answer came loud and clear. "I want to tell kids how much God loves them." She pulled off the black jacket and called Mr. Craig. The audience in the Pueblo auditorium was small, just as Giselle had predicted.
"Another needy community," moaned Mr. Craig. "Poverty hurts."
During the play, when she put on the black jacket of sin, she felt ashamed. "How easy it is to be selfish," she thought, glad she hadn't lied. "I don't even have to think about being selfish. It just happens."
"Can I share tonight, Mr. Craig?" "Be my guest," he said.
Giselle told the crowd about everything that had happened that day, the lie she almost told, the struggle to pick soccer or the play, and the great love she felt for God at the very moment for taking her sin away. Mr. Craig was amazed at her honesty. A young teenage girl approached Giselle. She told Giselle of her story of getting kicked out of her home, lying to her teachers, and flunking classes.
"Does God really love me?" the girl asked.
Giselle explained the meaning of the black and white jackets.
"God's love covers all your sin if you want to stop being selfish and start obeying Him."
She introduced the girl to Mr. Craig so he could get her help.
Pueblo was the last performance of the year.
Haiti was experiencing severe storms and flights were canceled. Giselle was so thankful she had followed through with her commitment to the drama team when she heard that news.
"You sure have changed a lot this year, Giselle," her dad smiled. "Not only did you finish what you committed to, you also began a new commitment to love and obey God. And that's a commitment which has no end."